MashaAllah, Tabarakallah. The poet had emphasized the great achievements of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his beautiful seerah, his methodology, his style that he had adopted throughout his life. For us to remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for us to praise him, in reality, we are unable, we do not have those words, we do not have that capacity to praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as is his due right. That is why a poet says in the Arabic language that ma in madahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati, I have not praised Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam through my words, walakin madahtu maqalati bimuhammadi, I have praised my own words through mentioning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And for us to kindle within our hearts the remembrance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his love, and maybe shed a few tears here and then as well. In reality, my respected friends, my brothers in Islam, this is not enough. We claim to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and alhamdulillah, we do have the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But our actions are bereft of this claim. Our actions do not show the true reality of what our hearts are maybe claiming to have. It is our duty that we bring within our lives the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam by learning it, by practicing his style and his lifestyle, and bring this within our lives. To continue the program now, I will just like to once again reiterate that everyone please stay or refrain from any type of photography and any type of video recording whilst the program is going on and within the perimeters of the masjid. Now, to continue the program for the next speech of today, I would call upon my respected teacher, Mufti Sulaiman Lasanya Sahib, who is a teacher at the Islamic Dawah Academy and has been since the year 2001. He's a teacher of hadith and fiqh, and also serves at the Darul Ifta at the Islamic Dawah Academy. He had studied in England, and thereafter he had gone to complete his Alimiyah in Karachi, at Darul Karachi, and Ifta under the tutelage of Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Taqi Uthmani Sahib Hafizahullah. I call upon Mufti Sahib to come and enlighten us with his words.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال الله تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. My dear respected brothers, elders, dear young friends, the environment we live in today expresses much negativity with regards to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a prevailing claim with regards to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that our deen has no space for any kindness, any mercy, and na'udhu billahi min dhalik, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded the followers of this religion to oppress and subdue the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Lord. He is our Creator. And He knows full well, He has complete knowledge with regards to His creation and what He has created. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions with regards to Himself in many places in the Quran different attributes. And one of the most significant attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that He is extremely merciful. The Quran, the glorious Quran, book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it starts with the opening verses, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And prior to this, we initiate every surah with the Bismillah. And in this Bismillah, we find the same two attributes, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this attribute of His, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, time and again. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman and He is Ar-Rahim. Both these words are used to express the quality and the characteristic of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to exaggerate this characteristic of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Ar-Rahman. That He is Ammur Rahmah. That His mercy encompasses everything on this earth. Every atom on this earth, in the skies, in the universe, everything that has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His mercy extends to everything. There are no limits and bounds to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that My mercy encompasses everything. There's nothing on this universe, there's no space where the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not descending, which is outside the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahim, that He's Tammur Rahmah, that He's perfect in showering His mercy. When He showers His mercy down, there is no deficiency in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, that glorification is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabb of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts His book, the final book, with Rabb, that He is Rabb. We cannot translate properly this word Rabb. We say He is the Lord of the worlds. We say He is Cherisher. We say He is the Master. He is the Nourisher. He's the one who brings us to perfection in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that He's Rabbul Alameen. He is the cherisher of the worlds. The word cherisher, what does it mean? To act with much kindness and to give a person and nourish him with tenderness, with mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb. So He says, I am Rabbul Alameen, I am the cherisher of all the worlds, I am the Lord of all the worlds. And this, my being your Rabb, I do not need you in any kind of way. I do not need you in any kind of way. I am not in need of you. All that I am doing for you, and everything I am giving you, and everything that I have created for you, is not because I need you. When a person does a favor to someone, then he has a motive. He has an objective. That today I am helping him, assisting him, I am doing something for him. I expect that I will get something in return. The parents, they look after their children, they bring them up. They have expectation that I am looking after these children, I am nurturing them. When they will grow up, they will be an asset to me. As teacher, he teaches his students. He has expectation that they will learn from him. They will propagate his knowledge. They will act upon his knowledge. Because we are all in need of each other. We are dependent on each other. The whole world is dependent on everything. Everything is dependent on something else. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is not in need of anything. He does not need this creation. He does not need I and you. So therefore He says, I am the one who has created this world. I am the one who is nurturing this world. I am the Rabb. The being who brings something to perfection slowly. I nourish you. I cherish you. I look after you. Why? Because this is through my mercy, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Because I am Rahman and Rahim, this quality of mine that is inside me is making me look after you, making me create you, making me attend to your needs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahman and Rahim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is merciful. And He expresses this His attribute over and again in the Quran. وَرَبُّكُمْ ذُو رَحْمَةٍ, that your Rabb is of mercy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioning about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says that it is written on the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ رَحْمَةِ سَبَقَدْ غَضَبِ, my mercy supersedes my anger. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can we express the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting and he sees a woman. She's running here and there. And she's looking for her child. She's looking for her child, and because she is in distress and she's looking for her child, every young child she sees, she picks up and she puts it to her chest, thinking, this is my child. She picks up this child and she doesn't see that it's my child. She goes to another child, she picks it up. When the Sahaba radiallahu anhu see this scene, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he addresses the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And what does he say? He said, oh Sahaba, do you see this woman? Do you see this woman? Would she throw her child into the fire of hell? Would she? A woman, you can see her love for her child. Would you see her throwing her child into the fire of hell? Would you see this woman throwing her child into the fire? The Sahaba said, no, definitely not. Definitely not. This woman would never throw her child into the fire. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more merciful than this woman. The mercy you are seeing, it is very minute. According to another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is 100th. Is part of the 100th mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 100 juz. He has 100 parts.
He has 100 parts. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 100 parts. And these 100 parts, the Shura al-Hadith and the commentary of the Hadith mentioned, is just an expression to explain to us, to bring to our faculty of understanding, to make us somewhat realize the extent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if something has 100 parts, and from there one part is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has descended on this earth. And from this one part is all the mercy that you see on this world. Every mercy that you see, every expression of mercy, every act of mercy you see on this earth is part of this one mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent on this earth. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, what did he say? That when you see the horse, that it does not stamp on its child. This is part of that 100th mercy. That extent of mercy that you see, that an animal, that it still looks after its kid, it looks after its small child. Animal, which has no feelings, or very limited feelings, that mercy he has, it is also part of the 100th mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What can you say about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When this is the extent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when this is the extent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which he has given to us, how can that be a deen without the mercy? How can it be a deen without mercy? And that is why that we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he sends the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world, what did he say with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. That we have not sent you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but a mercy for all the worlds. You have been sent nothing but mercy. And not just for the humankind. You have been sent mercy for all the worlds. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. Why have you got compassionate inside you? Why aren't you hard-hearted? Why are you soft-hearted? Why have I created you with so much mercy? That when you come into the masjid and you are going to your house, you have complete awareness that there is someone sleeping and there is someone awake. I need to take care of these both of these people. If he's asleep, I don't want to disturb him. And if he's awake, then I want to ensure that he gets my blessing of salam. Who has put his mercy into your heart? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. You have become compassionate towards them. You have become soft towards them. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If we did not make you with this quality, then everyone would have run away from you. This attraction you have, this charm you have, this mahbubiyat you have, this loving feature you have, that everyone's attracted to you, is because of the mercy I've created inside you. Look at the whole life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at all times he is merciful. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِيتُمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Whatever difficulty comes upon you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finds it very great painful. He finds it great pain to see his sahaba radhiyallahu anhum in any kind of difficulty. The mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you find it everywhere. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful, it is obvious that he will send a prophet who is full of mercy. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And that's why we find in the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find nothing but the mercy. We do not find anything in the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam except showing mercy to the kind, mercy to people. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Ar-Rahimun. That the most merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does he do? Yarhamuhum ar-Rahimun. The most merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will show mercy upon you. When? Irhamu man fil ard yarhamukum man fis sama. If you show mercy to the people, then the most merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show mercy to you. This is a statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That show mercy to the people of the world, only then you will get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this is the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how would the statements, how would his teachings be about creating fear in people? How can his teachings be about oppressing people? How can his teachings be about subduing people and oppressing them? How can his teachings be about causing hurt to people? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that you can only gain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you show mercy to people. How can it be? Let us go through some of the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us start with ourselves. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want for ourselves? He wants for ourselves that we get the goodness of this world and the hereafter. We get the goodness of this world and in the hereafter. And that is why we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not only emphasize that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he also is considerate and careful, and he wants us to consider our well-being as well. He is considerate of our well-being. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart is completely engrossed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has complete attachment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only thing that is in Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mind is the hereafter. That's the thing that engulfs the mind of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why you find the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does he say? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, what is my example? My example is that person who lights a fire. Who lights a fire and he sees that the moths and the flies attracted by this light are going headlong into this fire. And this person, he has so much mercy in his heart, he doesn't want these creatures to die. So he stands around the fire and he tries to save these mosquitoes and these flies and these moths that are running into the fire. They're flying into the fire. He goes, this is my example. My example, that I see that the whole mankind is going headlong towards the fire of hell. They're going headlong into Jahannam. And the mercy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put into my heart, it erupts and he wants me to save every person running into this fire. They are attracted by this fire. Why? Because this fire has shahwat around it. It has desires around it. It has enjoyments around it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the fire of hell is surrounded by desires. This fire of hell is going to take you, these shahwat and these desires, this fulfilling your desires is going to take you headlong into Jahannam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows this. So he is there, he's trying to save us. He is trying to save us. At every moment, he turns our attention towards the akhirah. That if you stay away from this world, if you suppress your desires, if you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leave the things of this world, then you will get this in Jannah, you will get this in Jannah, you will get this in the akhirah. But Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite all of this, what is the condition of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When he finds them, some sahaba radiallahu anhum, they overcome by this fear of the hereafter, overcome by progressing in the hereafter, they say that I am going to fast every day, I am going to perform salat all night, I am going to do this, I am never going to marry. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mercy is so much that he knows that this is going beyond the limits of a humankind. So he said, "Inna li jasadika alayka haqqan." Your body has a right. "Inna li nafsika alayka haqqan." Your soul has a right. Yourself, you have a right. "Inna li ahlika alayka haqqan." Your family has a right. The mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he's concerned about ourselves. We find the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he's saying that do not sit half in the shade, half out of the shade. Why? What's this got to do with our Sharia? What's this got to do with our deen? What's this got to do with getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even these minute things, even these small things which were connected, which were related to our well-being, he mentioned this to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that do not sit half in the shade, half out of the shade, because this will cause you some kind of discomfort. If a person is sitting half in the shade, half out of the shade, he feels a bit uneasy. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you find him saying that when you're walking, don't wear one shoe, wear both or leave them both out. Why? Because you feel imbalanced. You won't feel right. You may trip over. The mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we cannot explain, because every teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is full of mercy. When it comes to the family, what does the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? "Khayrukum, khayrukum li ahli." Who are you? Who's the best amongst you? The best amongst you is the one who is best to his family. Best to his family. These teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these teachings of mercy, we are far away from them. We do not even know about the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. "Khayrukum, khayrukum li ahli." The best amongst you is the one who is best to his family. And I am the best to my family. Not that I am only telling you to be good to your family. Come and look into my house. Come and look into my house and see my life, and you will see how and what it means to be good to your family. And this is the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he did not have one family, he had nine families. He had 9 families to show us that even in 9 families, I'm able to show my compassion, my mercy, and my balance, and how to live with every different kind of woman that you will face on this earth. No, my brothers, we have forgotten and we have misunderstood the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have not realized this merciful creator, what merciful being he has sent into this world, what teachings he has sent into this world. And we have fallen prey to misunderstandings, to jahala, to ignorance. خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. The best amongst you is the one who is best to his family. And come out of the house, the Prophet ﷺ has emphasized that look after your neighbor. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, what does she say? That Prophet ﷺ has said, the amount of times Jibreel ﷺ has come to me and said that look after your neighbor, I feel that next time he will come, he will say, make him part of your inheritance. He should be an inheritor for you. He should be your inheritor. That's how much emphasis the Prophet ﷺ has given to being kind to the neighbor. Wallahi la yu'min. Wallahi la yu'min. Wallahi la yu'min. The Prophet ﷺ said, by Allah, that person can never be a mu'min. That person can never be a mu'min. That person can never be a mu'min. Who? Qila man. Who is that person who cannot be a mu'min? You, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is saying that person cannot be called a mu'min. What atrocity is he doing? What bad is he doing that he cannot be called a mu'min? What is he doing? مَنْ لَا يَمَنُوا جَارُهُ بَوَائِثُ. That person whose neighbor is not at safety, he doesn't feel safe from his mischief. What the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying? Think, my brothers. Is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, go and harm your neighbor? Is he saying that go and kill your neighbor? Is he saying, be bad to your neighbor? What is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying? That your neighbor, if he's not that you do bad to him, if you behave in a way that he feels threatened by you, he feels anxiety, he feels apprehensive, that this guy might do something to me, this person might cause me harm. Man la ya'man, he is not at safety. He feels from your expression, from your talk, from the way you walk, from the way you express yourself, he feels that this person may cause me some harm. The Prophet ﷺ said, you are not a believer. You cannot be called part of my group. And that's the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself in the Quran says, وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُوبِ. Allah ta'ala himself in the Quran, he talks about the neighbor and he said, be kind to your neighbor. Going forward, your society, your area, your family, how much times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has emphasized being kind to ذِي الْقُرْبَى, the close relatives of yours, your close relatives. How many times? The Prophet ﷺ said, if you spend on a non-relative, you get one reward. If you spend on your relatives, you get two rewards. One for spending, one for being kind to them. Where do you find oppression in these teachings? And to the Muslims, to the mu'mins, the Prophet ﷺ said, that the whole ummah is like kajasad rajulin wahid, just like one body. If one part of it is in pain, the other part should feel the pain. This is the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that amongst us, that we have to have mercy for each other. In every teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will find mercy. Every teaching. And when these merciful teachings were given to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they took upon these teachings. When they took upon these teachings, they became the most merciful people on this earth. In Zaman al-Jahiliyyah, in the period of ignorance, if you study their lives, their hard-heartedness, their unmerciful characteristics, their argumentative attitudes, their quarreling and fighting on petty issues, you'd find that these people are gone. And they were literally gone because no one wanted to rule them as well. No one wanted to come and rule these people because they saw no benefit in these people. They saw these people, they have no heart. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came into this world and he started propagating this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did he create? What did he create? He created such people with such characteristics that a person, he can be dumbfounded and wonderstruck that from this, how do you get this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expresses, يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. What is the quality of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum? يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. They have this characteristic that before they would not want to welcome anyone. They would be at ends with someone when they would hate them. But now, يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. Anyone who is migrating to their lands, they love these people. They love those people who are being persecuted. And they are leaving their lands without anything and they are giving them space in their lands. My dearest brothers and elders, time to think that in the whole world, when people are persecuted, when people are in difficulties and they move from one place to another, what is the attitude of the world today? What is the attitude of the world today with regards to those people who have lost their houses, who have lost their lands, who have been persecuted? Those people who have lost their families. What is the attitude of the world today? They are claiming that Islam and our deen is showing no mercy to the people. But what is the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What is the teaching that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu emulated into their lives? When they would see that someone is in distress and they migrated to their lands, did they shun them away? Did they say, no, you have to stay on the outskirts of the land? No, no, there's no space for you. Go back. You need to go back. You don't belong here. You're not from our race. We've been living here for hundreds of years. You've just come now. Was that the attitude of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum? The teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam emulated such mercy into the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَ إِلَيْهِمْ. Those people who are migrating towards them, they love them. What's the expression of this love? That what they have, they shed. They would fight and they would race each other into taking someone into their house. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would at times have to draw lots and say, okay, this person is going to go with this person. Because every person is ready to share with another person his wealth. يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. And these people who are migrating, these people who are coming, they find no constraint in their hearts with regards to these people. And not only that, not only are they sharing, they're not just making equal what they have. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. They are giving preference to them. They are staying hungry, and they are giving them other people who are migrating. My dear respected, my brothers and elders, I just want to put into your minds today that think for a moment that these are the teachings of Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is our attitude today? Where is our mercy in our hearts? We know what the condition of the Muslims are. We see such Muslims. They are persecuted. The Muslims of Rohingya, for example. They're persecuted. They're leaving their homes. They have no shelter. When does it cross our heart and minds that we should give preference over them, preference to them over ourselves? Let alone giving preference, when does it come to our mind that we should give a share of our wealth to them? And let alone giving a share of our wealth, when does it cross our mind that let's at least make dua for them? Let's at least make dua for them. When does it cross our mind that let me make specific dua for these people? They are persecuted. They are Muslim. Let me make dua for them. Where's the mercy in our hearts? When there's no mercy in our hearts, there's no mercy in our actions, then people are going to say that our religion is of mercy. We attribute ourselves, we are Muslims. We say we are Muslims. We claim we are Muslims. Wherever we go, we say Muslim. And the deen of Islam teaches mercy. When there is no iota of mercy in our actions, then people are going to say that deen is not, there is no mercy in our religion. They are going to say this. Wherever we go, we say we are Muslims. We have this banner, I am a Muslim. We want our rights. I am a Muslim. I want this speciality because I am a Muslim. I want this special thing here because I am a Muslim. I am practicing my deen. When we want to take, we are saying Muslims. When we are giving, where's our Islam gone then? Where's this teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Where have they gone? Where's this teaching of mercy that should be in our lives? Where have they gone? When we want this right, we say we are Muslims. I want this special favor because I am a Muslim. I cannot eat this. I cannot, you have to accommodate me for my salat. You have to accommodate me for this. We say this, accommodate me for this, accommodate me for this. But when it comes to giving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be merciful to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where does that go? When natural catastrophes come, when difficulties come on this earth, when people are in difficulties, our deen and our religion does not distinguish between Muslims and non-Muslims. لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلكم في ديني ولم يخرجكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم. Where does our Islam come at that time? Do we find ourselves having in our hearts that feeling for those people on a humanitarian base, that they are in distress? We need to help them. And we have become selfish with regards to our worldly things. And our deen also, we are so selfish that we do not care about these people who are going headlong into the fire of hell. Where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was worried about every single person on this earth. That how can he get saved from the fire of hell? Where does that mercy come into our hearts? That do we care for this person? That he's going headlong into the fire of hell. Can I convince him? Can I explain my deen to him? Can I show him the mercy my Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought for in this world? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very merciful. And He sent the most merciful being onto this earth. And He sent Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the most merciful teachings. Most merciful teachings. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they took upon these merciful teachings. They took upon His merciful teachings. Umar radiallahu anhu, how was he? At one time, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, what did he say to him? Ajabbarun fil jahiliya. Wa khawarun fil Islam. That in jahiliya you are jabbar. You are very strong. You are outspoken. You didn't care about anyone. This Umar radiallahu anhu. This Umar radiallahu anhu, who in the time of Jahiliyyah would have no mercy. And his characteristic was known to everyone. That's why when he became Khalif, when he became the Khalif, if I remember correctly, Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, or one of the Sahabi, came to advise Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, that you know Umar radiallahu anhu, you know what? People fear you too much. People fear you too much. So take it easy with the people. So what does he say? He goes, that is the outset. That is from the apparent. If these people knew how much mercy I have in my heart for these people, they would be pulling my clothes everywhere. They would be dragging me on the street, they would be pulling me here. They would not even respect me. Once he says to his slave, Aslam, Tatanamu billayl, do you sleep at night? He said, yes, I sleep at night. What did he say? I have not slept for many years, 3 years, I haven't slept properly at night. Why? Because these widows, these yatama, these masakin, they are on my head. Their responsibility is on my head. And my responsibility for them keeps me awake at night. This Umar radiallahu anhu, when he comes and he becomes the embodiment of the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from where he is, where does he become? My dear respected brothers and elders, we need to learn our religion. We need to understand that this religion and this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only mercy. Whatever misunderstanding we may have, whatever ignorance we may have, we need to remove that. And we need to understand the true teachings of Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful. It cannot be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful and He sends a prophet who is merciful and the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are full of mercy, but the people don't see this mercy from us. The only reason why people cannot see this mercy in us is because we have not become the embodiment of this mercy. We have not taken this mercy on board. So let us go with this. Let us go with this firm conviction that we want to bring into our lives. We want to make our akhlaq and our characteristics full of these merciful teachings. When we will do this, inshallah, we will see that the attraction that the Sahaba felt from the people, we will also feel that. We will also feel the attraction. We will also feel that people are attracted to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant I and you and all of us the tawfiq to practice one.
وحسب من سلم أخذ دعوانا الحمد لله.